Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You just felt an earthquake?
When you went to the bathroom during the break, I thought my seat moved a little bit, and I'm like, that's odd. And then we just got a text saying there was a 3.5 magnitude near Daly City.
Oh, geez.
Wow, you felt it then.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, felt like an earthquake, but I quickly blew it off because I didn't see anybody else reacting. So
I didn't even notice.
Knock on wood, 10th floor is that's suddenly got just a little bit, like 10th floor scarier. Boy. Ooh. Okay. Hi, everyone. It's happy days. It's Friday. We're all really excited about it. It's going to be gorgeous out. We've got 5K a day to give away every day of the week, starting Monday, every weekday. Starting next week, Alice and Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. We have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app right now. That is it. Do that. Spend an hour a day cumulatively listening to this station while you're logged in on the Odyssey app, and you'll get a daily entry. You don't have to sign up for anything extra, just for listening. You could be the winner of $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. So make sure you're ready for that. I'm going to do a tease for the 7:30 news. Vinny just started during the break. Vinny starts laughing so hard and so loud. And he goes, 7:30's covered, so I can't wait for this.
It's not even a news story, but it's certainly good for the air, and it'll be a... I would love to hear what you have to say about this in particular.
Okay.
We should really mention real fast, if you want to donate to help the victims of the LA fire, visit redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999, then write in the word Red Cross, and that's a $10 donation.
Yeah, automatically takes it. And I think it's through your phone carrier, so it's like a really easy, they just tack it on your bill, I guess. In theaters this weekend, not a lot, but there's a lot of stuff that's in theaters. You can go see a movie, that's what you're into. But there's a couple things being added. Den of Thieves 2. I don't know about Den of Thieves 1, but it stars Jedd Butler. He returns as Big Nick O'Brien. Jedd. Yeah, he has Big Nick O'Brien, a guy who's left law enforcement, decides to switch sides after tracking down Donnie Wilson in Europe so he can join Wilson's new crew. I guess if you know about the Den of Thieves, then you know anything. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I put the trailer up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. It's rated R. By the way, it's called Den of Thieves 2 Pantera, which hopefully there'll be some Pantera on the soundtrack. So there you go. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Better Man is expanding nationwide. This is the life story. I told you about this a couple weeks ago. It had come out in limited release. British pop star Robbie Williams, who is apparently a real character. It's his life story. It's called Better Man, but it's with him depicted as a chimpanzee like the ones in the Planet of the Apes. So it's like the world, it's his life story, but he's a monkey in it the whole time. Which, people who know all the different...
Do you love Robbie Williams too?
Well, he actually came on the show when I was here the first time, and he was delightful.
I have no recollection of that. I cannot believe I've ever talked to Robbie Williams.
You like him?
He's got one song I like, and I've totally forgotten the name of it.
I'll see what you can find. So he basically says he wanted to be depicted as a chimpanzee, because he always felt less evolved than other people. It got a limited release on Christmas Day, and it's apparently going wide. So if you've got any interest on it, I put the trailer up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. You can take a look. It's out in theaters nationwide.
I will never watch that.
I agree. I feel like, well, look, maybe someone will come in ranting and raving about it. Like, oh my God, it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, I loved it. Oh, I couldn't get enough of it. What a concept. And then I'll be like, all right, fine.
What I know of that guy... And I know this because, and I think I know this, I might even be thinking of the wrong guy. A story you did was that he is in an all-out neighbor war with Jimmy Page.
That does sound familiar.
Like Jimmy Page and him as neighbors have had multiple lawsuits going back and forth. Like his pool leaked into my house and there's something.
That sounds really familiar. Like
that's
maybe a hedge or something. With there's a bustle in your hedgerow. You got to sue now. So thank you so much.
I feel like
you only have the one button, but you have to look for it every time.
It moves. Crazy. It's not attached to anything.
Right. Anyway, this Robbie Williams thing is happening. I don't know. All weekend long, there's football. Like, you want it, you got it. It's all, it's the wild, it's the wild card weekend thing.
Can't wait.
And then, and this is happening left and right. Everything's getting canceled because anything that happens in LA is not going to happen. Like, they're busy with this horrible fire. The 30th annual Critics' Choice Awards were supposed to air this Sunday night. They've been postponed. I'm looking at the, I'm not. Chelsea Handler was supposed to host, and I don't see, oh, I'm sorry, there it is, Sunday, January 26th, still at a place called The Barker Hangar. It's going to broadcast live on E! It streams on Peacock the following day. I don't know if, that's the date they've picked. Maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't, but the Critics' Choice Awards, they've been postponed. First of many things that I'm sure will be postponed. Wicked has broken another record. Oh, I don't know how many records they broke. It's a lovely movie, though. They have broken a first week streaming record. So this is video on demand, paid video on demand.
My daughters bought it the day it was available.
They were not alone. It has just almost doubled what the previous record holder was, which is kind of surprising because I feel like, Barbie would have been a really big one last year or that, you know, and that's not even number two. So the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time is Wicked. And Broadway musical movie of all time, which it's so much more than the musical because obviously that you would see. Didn't you go see Wicked or maybe your wife and daughters went and saw Wicked?
No, I've seen Wicked. I loved. Oh, no, I have not seen the play. No, my wife. It's her favorite play.
Great.
But none of us have seen the play besides her.
What did she say about the difference between the two? Just because they're going two full movies and this first one's 2.5. Like, I couldn't remember if they really added a lot of stuff.
Only heard good reviews of both.
Both. Anyway, it's the highest grossing Broadway musical movie adaptation, I guess, of all time. Wicked minted in its first 7 days on, it's premium VOD, premium video on demand. It made $70 million in 7 days. So everybody who was like, I'm not going to the theater, bought it immediately when it was available. So it was available for $30 to buy it. So you have it and you can watch it as many times as you want, which is a family like yours. Of course, that's what they do because they're gonna watch it over and over. Mm-hmm. You could rent it for $20. So it's, they really get you with that because you're like, well, for $10 more, I could show it to my kids every single dingle day.
There are things I know they're going to rewatch.
Right.
That's one of them.
Yeah. It is, the biggest day one and the biggest first week that Universal has seen for any theatrical title with a premium release. The total is twice as high as their next largest day one, which was Super Mario Brothers movie. That made something I think it made $44 million in its first week, something like that. But it did a fairly short run in theaters. These days, I think the typical run now is like 5 weeks, so 35 days. And they added on because they wanted to see if they could get some more money over the New Year's weekend. And it turns out they could. But it had dropped to like, I don't know, $10 million at the box office. And then they take it out of theater. Well, I'm sure you can still see it in theaters, but now they make it this premium movie on demand and it made $70 million in 1 week. So congratulations to the people making all the money and the people who love the Wicked. I wonder if they have shot most of the second one. I wonder if they did them all at once. They must have, right? Because
they'd be crazy not to.
How could they even? So they turn around the first part, and now they'll do all the special effects and turn around the second part.
Yeah, it's been filmed.
Okay, so because it's only a year, we're less than a year away from.
Yeah, you'd be crazy not to.
Right.
You have everything in place, and
everyone looks exactly the way they look.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, crazy.
And they had built some really elaborate sets. Like they actually went over. They could have green screened a lot of what they did.
You've seen it, right?
I have.
Okay.
But those fields of tulips that they show as they're coming into like.
It's the opening scene.
It is. Those are all real. Mm-hmm. They planted something like 7 million tulips, and they bloomed at the right time, I guess, because then they filmed the scenes there, and they're all real. They built a lot of these places for real, which is awesome. Because green screen would be so tempting to not to. And just have a computer do it for you.
Well, they're, you know, I would be the same way, but there are people who really care about their art.
That is true, Vin.
And it's everything. This has to be the best.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Around.
Hey, while we're talking about new releases, you need to watch Squid Game 2.
Oh.
I'm all the way. I binged it. It's very good.
Oh, that is great news. I'm psyched. You know what? John has not watched the first season. I got to get him on that.
It made me so anxious. You get so anxious watching some of the stuff.
I hate watching stuff that makes
me anxious.
I know,
but it's so good.
I have a major question, but I won't even ask it on the air.
You should ask it.
No, well, because there's something happens in the first season. It's like this person goes missing or like, you know what I'm talking about?
The police officer?
And then
big
part of number two.
Oh,
you'll know that within the first 5 minutes. Okay, so like I've been not spoiling anything,
right?
Like you couldn't possibly not bring that character back. You had to.
Yeah, the Squid Game 2 takes place 3 years later.
Oh boy!
And it's so again great characters. You hate them.
In case somehow you're not familiar, Squid Game series was a Netflix. It was supposed to be a standalone show, like a limited series. And they were like, oh, that was really successful. It was the biggest show ever. Let's do another season.
Yeah. And Vinny, I started Somebody Somewhere. And that's very also just good to have on and like feel good kind of stuff. Real good show.
Have you met Fred yet?
Oh, Freddie Rocco.
Rococo?
Yeah.
Fred's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great show. It really is. So
that's definitely on the list. But yeah. Squid Game, I honestly didn't know if I'd even get to the second season of Squid Game. I'm like, well, John's going to watch the first season. Yeah, I'm going to make John watch the first season because I don't want to watch it with him. I don't know why I care about that, but I do. Only two actors born after 1990 have won Oscars. Only two actors born after 1990 have won Oscars. So right now you'd be 35 years old if you were born in 1990, right? Do I have that math right?
I have no idea. I won't even try it.
I'm pretty sure it's 35. So right now you'd be 35. Only two actors born after 1990 have won Oscars, and they're both women. You can get one of them. You could probably get one of them, but you wouldn't get the second one. One of them won for Best Actress, and the other one won for Best Supporting Actress.
Is it the girl who stars in Matilda?
I have never seen Matilda. I don't know who you're talking about.
I have no idea who.
So,
this could be. None.
You know.
Jennifer Lawrence won Best Actress in 2012.
Oh!
For Silver Linings Playbook when she was 22.
Mm-hmm.
She was born August 15th, 1990.
Okay.
So that's one of them. The other one is Ariana DeBose. She won Best Supporting Actress in 2022 for West Side Story. She was born January 25th, 1991. So those are the only two people these are for the major acting categories. Only two actors born after 1990 have won Oscars. I mean, these people are dying off left and right. Like, you know, we're going to get a new crop of actresses and actors and actresses. So anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. Like, that's crazy. They do say that that may change this weekend. That may change this Oscars. They announced, they're going to announce the Oscar nominations on Sunday, Sunday the 19th, so next Sunday. And I'm wondering, well, those might get postponed. Everything's getting postponed.
I thought it was supposed to happen this weekend and got postponed to next.
That was the Critics' Choice Award actual ceremony. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. They're not saying that it's been postponed.
Right now, everything is to be...
on hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, TBD.
Mm-hmm.
So nominations will be announced, according to the story, next Sunday, the 19th. And the 90s kids who are expected to potentially be nominated, potentially win, are Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Margaret Qualley, and Timothée Chalamet. For Dune, I guess. Oh, speaking of Timothée.
For Dune or for the Bob Dylan movie?
It could be for the Bob Dylan movie.
I think it's for the Bob Dylan
movie. Are they both... did they both come out last year? The second Dune? And
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's what it's going to be. Because they snuck that into theaters late in the year last year. I am not a Bob Dylan fan. I don't like his voice. I don't know. Songs are, you know, there's a couple songs you like, you know, Tangled Up in Blue. Like, ah, okay, fine. I like that. But they say this movie will make a fan out of you. And that he did an incredible job. My girlfriend, Marianne, was like, oh my God, you have to see this movie. I'm like, I don't think I do have to see it. Like, I don't like Bob Dylan. She goes, well, first of all, Timothée Chalamet is in it.
Right.
I'm like, well, okay. That's a point in the pro column. She goes, no, you wind up loving it. You wind up thinking, just sort of reordering your thoughts on Bob Dylan, if you have any.
I've never pressed play on Bob Dylan. So it's just, he's not my thing, but I am very familiar with his music.
Yeah.
And I'm
he had hit songs.
I understand he's considered one of the great writers of all time.
I think he has a Nobel Prize in poetry. Writing. Yeah.
And I remember seeing him on 60 Minutes. I don't know which interviewer was talking to him, but it was one of those things where he said, some of this stuff just came to me. And I think it came from, like, it's like I found it in the air or something. I don't know how I came up with that. Mm. And he even mentions a few lyrics and goes, I don't know. But those are the lyrics that he won big time awards and accolades for. So he's someone who seemed, and that could be an act, but he seemed fairly cool about his greatness as opposed to being like, well, yeah.
Hello. Duh. I write the songs. Not like Barry Manilow style either. Like, you know,
so I just, I came off in that moment like someone who,
good lyricist,
you know,
eh?
These things come through you and you hope to have them and you hope to pen them, get them on paper.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's just, you know, some people just have that spark of something. And it clearly sparked with plenty of that. For me, I'm like, I can't get past the voice. I'm sorry. Maybe I can after I go see Timothée Chalamet sing it.
Well, I can't wait to hear your review.
Well. You might have to wait a while. I don't know. I'm gonna get to that. I've been meaning to mention this all freaking week. Jason Kelsey's got his own show. It's on ESPN. It's going to be airing. I think it's got four or five more weekends in it because it's all about sort of playoff stuff. But Jason Kelsey is Travis. It's Taylor's boyfriend's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, the name of the show is They Call It Late Night with Jason Kelsey. And so he's hosting a show where, and surprise, they're talking about sports. But the first one happened last Saturday. Jimmy Kimmel came on. Charles Barkley was on there.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel works for ABC and ESPN is ABC.
Yes.
So that was
right on there. As he got up on stage in front of a live audience. He cracked a few jokes, did a little monologue.
Ah.
Yep.
So their time is not up yet.
Their time is not up yet. No,
okay.
The 15 minutes ticks on. And let me see if I have time for anything else. Oh, no, that's a can of worms right there. Besides, I'm incredibly excited to hear the thing you were cracking up about.
Sarah's going to tell us if it's wrong. Plus, Florida woman.
Oh.
Two weirdos after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. More info on everything we talk about on the show today.
Oh, fudge.
Oh, fudge. We're starting off with fudge?
Nah, I got to find
Come
my sponsor
on,
page. I had
Friday.
Moved a bunch of new stuff in. There was an earthquake while we were sitting here. I had to move
None
that
of us
in.
Felt it.
I didn't feel it. No, actually Maddie felt it. This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose. And their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill.
Oh.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Sweet.
It's Jack's, everyone. Okay. Real nice here today. Like almost nice enough to make you feel guilty about what our friends down south are experiencing. It is beautiful. Sunny, 60s, real nice. In football, there was a game on last night. Notre Dame beat Penn State 27-24. So they move on to the college football playoff finals. Tonight, Ohio State will play Texas at 4:30. This afternoon, evening, whatever. 4:30 game time. And then there is a bunch of NFL playoffs, but two games Saturday, three games Sunday, and one game on Monday. None of those teams are the 49ers. There's that. To donate for victims of the LA fire, visit redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation. The number is 90999, and you have to put the word Red Cross in there, and that's a $10 donation.
Automatically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Real fast. 10 dead, more than 9,000 structures damaged or destroyed in the LA fires, and the windy weather continues today for them. There should be a break tomorrow, which they're looking forward to, as these firefighters risk their lives and do their best. And again, we've already said it, but thank you to everyone who runs out and helps in these situations.
Runs toward the disaster.
Right. The National Guard is now arriving in LA. There will be curfews planned, and they're going to try to crack down on the looting in fire-ravaged areas. This is as real. You cannot believe it, but it is real. There are people who wait for this to happen. They may have jobs. I don't know what they do when there are no fires.
Maybe they're setting them.
I don't know. But these are people who show up and rob the houses where people have had to evacuate. So the National Guard is now arriving in LA to crack down on the looting, which is great because these people have already suffered enough, only to find out that anything that may have made it is now leaving with some dude named Frank. Thanks, Frank. Great job. Appreciate that.
That's such an ugly
it is.
Human underbelly right there. Like, oh, let's take advantage of these people who are effed.
An earthquake has shaken the San Francisco Bay Area. They say there are no reports of damage, but it was a 3.7.
Like half an hour ago, right?
Yeah, right here. Like really close to right here, like Daly City.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Maddie felt it.
Yeah, I can't believe he felt it.
Yeah,
we were all sitting.
I was sitting there thinking, that felt like an earthquake, but nobody else seemed to respond.
We're just not that sensitive. I always miss them. Okay, here's the story. Now, listen, these sort of advice letters can be kooky. But I laughed, first of all, I read it and laughed because I just thought, boy, the things that happen within relationships are just embarrassing. You know,
is this a love thing? Like someone did
here
for,
it goes.
Like what I did for love?
A few months ago, my husband was given what I consider an inappropriate birthday gift by his brother. And it's reached a boiling point for me. Okay? This is the woman writing in about a gift her brother, his brother gave him.
The kid he grew up with. His brother.
Right.
All right.
Gave him a gift for his birthday.
And she says, no.
She's bummed about it. This guy lives on the opposite coast. The brother does.
So he mailed it? Or was he
there
in person?
And as such, he was unable to make it to my husband's birthday party. His gift arrived several days after in a huge box.
Oh.
The gift turned out to be a real doll.
Oh.
As in the creepy, ultra-realistic kind that weirdos incapable of forming relationships with actual women use. Seems a little hostile right out of the gate, right?
No. Huh? Sounds about right.
Oh. The card said it was to keep my husband company when I'm away from home. My job requires a lot of business travel, and I'm typically gone anywhere from 2 to 3 days per week.
Mm.
So now his brother has gifted him a real doll to keep him warm on the nights when I'm away.
You know, Vinny, my first thought is maybe this gift from the brother is a gift for the wife so that he stays home and does the real doll.
That's one way to look at it.
It's probably not the way, but...
I was... disgusted. I told my husband that
storage is a problem.
I don't want this in my house.
And those are expensive too. Like those real dolls. Lamar Odom got one and he got it made to look like Khloe Kardashian,
right.
Which is so creepy. But I want to say you get them customized, they're $20,000. They're like real skulls.
These are expensive. This was an expensive gift. So she says, I don't want to see it when I'm at home. That's it. So if you're going to use this thing.
Oh, she's not saying you can't have that.
Well,
she's saying you better get a coffin for that thing and put it in the basement.
First of all, as a wife, would you be able to tell John?
Yes, I would be able to say.
I don't care which one of your brothers and what they spent on it.
Send it back to them.
It's out. Get it out.
I don't want that in my house. And listen, I'm all for, you can have porn, you can have whatever toys you want. You're not having a freaking real doll. And because we're not in the same bedroom, so I know what would happen. I'd walk into that room to change the sheets or for whatever reason, and there would be a doll in the bed with a satisfied look on her face.
And there's the problem. It goes on. She says she was disgusted and didn't want to see it when she was home. And initially, the husband with the new real doll, the new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Respected her wishes, but within the last month and a half, she says, he's begun using it when I've been too tired to...
As in, I'm in bed with you, and he's, oh my God.
That's when I started laughing. I just thought, oh my, how do you lay there next to your husband being with
and his... that homewrecker.
His plaything. Except that he did ask her first, and she said, no, I'm too tired. And that's when he rolled over to the other side of the bed.
What about you? I'm never tired. Go ahead. Mount me.
It says here, it feels like he's cheating on me right next to me.
Yeah.
Except.
He's not.
He asked her and she said, nah.
Yeah. So go rub it out in the bathroom. Like, you're going to bring that thing into the bed? Like, where was it? On the floor down next to your side of the bed?
Her husband says, it's just a toy. It's no different than if I were by myself.
Does he make out with it? Did she answer that question?
It doesn't say that, but would that be the problem? Is that where the problem lies? The long kisses?
Yes, that's where the problem lies, Vinny. It's narrowed down to that. I mean, is he, you know.
My husband
says. Is he lighting candles and putting, you know, sexy music on?
My husband says, I'm being irrational for getting jealous of an inanimate object. And also says, like, he wouldn't be bothered if I used a toy while I was away on my work trips. Am I overreacting or is he being disrespectful? Sarah, get your judging gavel and tell me how this situation should be.
All right, first of all, she's a better man than I am because she has allowed this doll to even enter the house. That bitch got to go.
Wait a minute. You're the lady that says, I don't even want to do it at all.
No, I don't.
And now you've got someone who will help out.
No, I can't. He's going to definitely get attached to her. Can't have that. But she allowed the doll to stay. Like, I actually find that to be thing one that's amazing. Like, really? You didn't light that thing on fire in the backyard? Don't, by the way, do not do that ever in California. I feel like he's crossed the line.
What? Where?
If you, in the bedroom where he clearly had the real doll laying next to the bed on his side of the, like, or did he go to the closet and just pull, well, I'm going to hump this then right next to you in bed.
Well, if that.
Because you're too tired.
That part
feels. Well, you're keeping me up now.
That
with your
part
humping.
Feels like a grudge hump. Like, I'm going to, oh, you don't want to? Fine. I'll do this thing then.
Yeah. Yep. It does
that
feel
feels
like that.
In your face.
I feel like this couple's doomed.
Oh, you do?
I do. Because this is a big fight, and if he can't see why she wouldn't want it there, and just the fact that the brother sent it, like, that's...
What?
It's incredibly disrespectful of the brother toward the wife-in-law, the sister-in-law. Like, that's not... You don't... What if your wife's sister... I guess I don't know if this works with girls. What if your wife's sister sent her some, like, you know, marital aid, some kind of just... Jumbotron sex machine, like a big one, like one of those ones you have to sit on, you know, like they're like a whole machine. And then she put it in your bedroom and then you, that's the problem. You're always up for it.
Yeah. In this make-believe world, I at some point say, no, I don't want to. You can use your...
Yeah, see, that's the problem. This is why it doesn't work.
It doesn't work because there's no scenario where I go... I'm too tired.
Did you ever turn Shauna down for sex?
Never.
Yeah. See, it does just doesn't work for it doesn't work in the opposite way, but honestly, that's it's ridiculous that the brother sent that.
I will give you this though.
Okay, what?
I do think he's doing it's now in the bedroom because he's mad at her. Because he finds himself alone too much and he's saying, okay, go ahead and say no.
And that must be why the brother sent it. They probably had a conversation like, I just want to get one of those real dolls and pull it out of the closet and goes, your birthday's coming up. Let's get it for him.
I got you,
brah. What do you want it to look like? You want it to look like your wife? That's weird. Okay, well, I'll do that.
What say you, Maddie?
Yeah, what do you think about this?
I think that if she doesn't feel like doing it, he should be able to have some fun with the real doll.
Oh my God. That's ridiculous.
Hey, and I think in the long run she'll be pleased with that decision.
Feel free to ever feel free to never let me be looking towards the real doll. How about that?
Mm.
Like we could always just do it with each other and then we would never find ourselves there.
That's not realistic. That's just, I mean,
one of the things in the story,
people are allowed to say no and not be guilted into, you know, you humping a doll because I was too tired to do you. Like that is so, it's like so insulting.
Just like a lady to say that.
It's what's the difference between that and just pleasuring yourself? I mean,
how about this? I don't even want you to pleasure yourself in the bed next to me. If I say no, I don't want to have sex, go find someplace else to do that. I'm trying to sleep. I'm obviously not into it. And you shaking the bed next to me, I'm not down.
You know what's weird is that was in the story. I've had to edit it, obviously, for you know the purposes of the air. But he mentions that. He said, it's no different than me doing that next in the bed next to you. And I thought,
it's totally different.
I have no, well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But what I'm saying is I have never done that with my wife laying next to me.
I have.
I would what?
Oh.
Well, I mean,
did you
she
do
was
it
asleep.
To make her feel guilty? Oh.
But you were like, I'm here.
Yeah. She's asleep. I'm here.
I can't sleep.
I can't. Exactly.
You didn't think to go in another room?
Because I will wake you up.
I'm comfortable. Nice and comfy.
I've never done that. Has John done that with you right there?
Probably. But we're on a Tempur-Pedic. You can't really feel that on there.
Exactly.
You know, that was the bed. You ever see that thing on SNL where, you ever see the thing on SNL where they it was like an ad for these foam beds and they were saying like, you know, you can be plunging the toilet on there. You can be plucking a chicken. You'd never be doing it. And then there's the wife sleeping. The guy's busy doing all this stuff.
That's why you get a sleep number. You know, you go over there and have your number and do what you do. I'm over here. I'll do what I do.
Exactly.
Next story.
Okay.
Police in Polk County, Florida are looking for a man and a woman who stole around $500 worth of cleaning supplies from a Family Dollar store last month. And it's
wow, that's a lot. That's 500 items. That's incredible.
Oh, right. Where's the drum hit? 500 items.
I mean, that's just a lot to carry. That's
really
all.
Well done. Thank very, you. Very nice job. While the guy was collecting the cleaning supplies in a cart and getting ready to and wheeling them around, the woman distracted the staff by going to the bathroom on the floor in the store.
Oh, well, that's fun. That's what they needed the cleaning supplies for.
There aren't any details, but thankfully the police are referring to them as Mr. Clean and Ms. Dookie. So it wasn't.
Oh, no, I figured it was number two.
Oh,
if you're going to drop them and do it, if you've got that kind of cojones, like you're definitely dropping a deuce.
Is that cojones or is that just crazy?
Oh, it's both.
Okay.
But crazy balls are the worst kind of balls because people will just, I mean.
I don't understand.
That's when things really start to unravel. You're not just crazy. You don't just have balls. Woo!
Yikes.
It's Dookie time.
Crazy balls.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That was a great story, by the way. I really liked that.
Agree with Sarah. That marriage is doomed. Oh, my God. What a disgusting man. A disgusting man.
Yes, he's a disgusting man. And his brother's disgusting,
too. He didn't go to a hooker.
He might as well have.
He just he's kept it in the house.
Yeah, by his bed next to you. I cannot even imagine a scenario where I'm in a bed trying to sleep and John Grimes is a huge freaking life-size doll, puts it in the bed, and then, I don't know, lights a candle and starts romancing it.
Starts hammering.
Yeah. Does he put it in like a squat position? Like, I don't even understand.
There's no romance with the real doll.
510 says, at least take the doll into another room. Yeah. OMG, this is the lamest room. Husband. I'm telling you.
Put it in a guest room.
That is one of those resentful scenarios where this guy's going, oh, I'm going to, right here. Mm. No.
Right in front of you.
No. Okay. Now, this is weird because I don't believe this. 415 says, women are just jealous creatures. What else can you say? Oh, there's some jealous dudes, too. You're
sure.
Crazy.
It's a very human emotion, jealousy.
I mean, Village, come on.
Oh, my God. He's ruined so many relationships with his jealousy. He's stalking me.
Vinny's sister-in-law is gifting them a Sibian? Too far, Sarah.
Well, just one of those, it's like a mountable pleasure machine.
Whatever.
Are you okay with that being, if you wanted to do that?
Well,
Sean?
Is it in my room? Yeah, I'll have that. No, I really feel like if you're going to have that, have a sex room in your house. Like, okay, if that's who you are as people, go ahead and have a sex room. I should be able to say, I'm sorry, I'm tired or I'm not in the mood. And you don't whip out a real doll and bang it next to me in our bed. Get that bitch out of here. This is ridiculous. And if you can't understand that, there's no hope for you.
Oh, my God.
Back to you.
I actually thought there was a possibility you would say, well, I don't want to do it anyway, so I'm happy to let that take.
I'm happier if she lives in the guest room. Like, just get out of here. We're obviously on the outs. There's something going on here. There's something going on in that relationship.
But if he says, all right, I'll keep you from seeing it.
Great. Okay. Fine.
But then what if he's not coming around for you anymore? Like, do you feel relieved or are you like, I'm starting to get pissed off?
I would start to get pissed off. I hate to say it, but I'm like ready to go. I'll do it. I'm going to give you you're going to love it. And we're going to do it again next week. 1 week from now, not a minute sooner. but you're going to love it and it's going to be great. And you do whatever you want with yourself the rest of the week, but you're not having a real doll. It's not happening.
415 says, Vin, yeah, you're right. No Niners, but Maddie's Commanders are still in it. Do you consider them yours?
I'm rooting for them, yeah, throughout the playoffs.
All right.
Go Jaden Daniels.
Is that a wild card thing for them?
Yeah.
So this is a maybe?
This is wild card weekend.
All right. All right, that's right.
925 says, also never a Bob Dylan fan, and this Timotei made me a fan.
Wow.
Timotei
Chalamet.
Saw The Complete Unknown twice in the same week.
Wow.
Delilah in Martinez.
That's one I'll stream. I'm not going to go see that in a theater, I don't think. But you know what? I heard nothing but great stuff about this movie. So maybe I got to go see it. Or sit on my couch and see it at some point in the future.
All right. Let's see. Did you guys feel that earthquake? 3.5 earthquake in Daly City felt strong in the Sunset District.
I bet it did.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't feel that. I was sitting right here.
Well, you're on a rolling chair. I mean, it has like some hydraulics in it. Maybe you just didn't feel it.
The earthquake felt huge out here near Golden Gate Park.
Oh, boy.
Says 415.
I wonder if there's like, movement dampening stuff happening in this building.
I don't know. It just felt like a bump. Felt like boom.
One of those
okay. Earthquakes.
We were talking about kids and their driver's tests, and you know, it's one of those, at least it used to be, a real milestone.
Yes.
You get your license. I took my driver's test in LG with notoriously high curbs, and I hit a curb and failed.
Oh,
my mom had to drop me off back at school without my license.
Oh, God. 510
says,
day.
Went through a red light on my first driver's test.
Oh, no.
I thought I could make the yellow. I didn't pass that time. Of course you didn't.
I thought I could make the yellow with the driving
test. You ding dong. I mean, the person sitting there grading your driving and you tried to run the yellow.
If you'd made it, I mean, maybe you would have been like, wow, mad skills, 16-year-old. Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Brooke's book and an interesting voicemail.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.